There aren't too many peaceful stories about gangsters, but in a moment you'll hear one. A story of how one American city, in a sense, offered those ruthless men a chance to have a vacation. It's today's edition of The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Many people have traveled to Hot Springs, Arkansas over the years for its well-known baths and the nice climate. But Orville Albritton says the climate was also right for another group of men who once frequented here.
They could come here and would not be disturbed as long as they didn't disturb the local people.
Albritton is referring to gangsters. During the early 1900s, rivals came here to enjoy golf, fish, and go to nightclubs. In a way, it seemed to be a vacation spot from being a gangster. Although the gangs remained civil, they did keep their distance, regularly keeping rooms at two prominent hotels in town.
Sometimes they would rent an entire floor of the Arlington Hotel, and generally the Southside mobsters would stay at the Arlington, and Capone's room was on the fourth floor. He could look out and see the Southern Club across the street. The Northside gangsters would stay up at the Majestic Hotel.
On occasion, though, the two groups would show up at the same place. One notable time was a wrestling event at the Old City Auditorium.
The police were really nervous about these two groups getting together, and the story is that they put two boxes, one on each side of the door, and made the gangsters put their guns like the Old West in one box or in the other, depending on which gang.
During the time the gangsters frequented Hot Springs, there was very little trouble. Today, you can still see the suite where Al Capone used to stay, and the local historical society keeps his chair that he sat in the corner of the old Southern Club to keep an eye on all that transpired. Traveling the countryside in Hot Springs, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.